Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
The mantle that ends your battle. The power, the apostolic power is just the same today. No matter what they say, the power, Job 14, the power, the apostolic power is just the same today. If you don't do something about the battle in your life, battle the key person. I pray for you, wherever you are watching or you are here, you will see the end of your battle will not see your end. Man that is born of a woman, Job 14 verse 1, is short-lived, it's a few days. I'm full of turmoil. Every trouble, turmoil, and battle in your life, the power that will end it is not for everybody. The power that will stop it is coming upon you today in the name of Jesus. Job 14, verse 1 again, CEV. This life is short and sorrowful. And that is why they say you should come to Jesus. And some have come to Jesus and their battle continues. Because there is a secret they don't know. And there's a power they have not contacted. They know Jesus as the healer. They know Jesus as just a friend. They don't, and they have not realized that Jesus can break you. So I am praying for you, sir, that the power, the mantle that will break your yoke, oh my God, is coming upon your life in the name of Jesus. On this altar, I put my iPad. I heard yesterday that the lady that bought this thing and sent the money from America was sacked. So I remember. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wherever you are, baby girl, I don't know what you have done that they sack you. But because I have participated from your blessings, I stand and I intercede. If that job is yours, they call you back. If God is taking you to a better and a higher place, I decree, let a bigger, multiplied job come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is sealed in the name of the Father. In the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Battles are satanic oppositions that turns an honorable into a vulnerable. Battle is what turns the firstborn to the lastborn. Battle is what turns the giver to a beggar. Battle is what turns to a breadwinner, turn a breadwinner to a bread beggar. I don't know if I can still pray for somebody here. Any battle that has moved you, pursued you to this level in life, by mantle, I command them to die in the name of Jesus. Battles are demonic calculations. Battles are satanic opposition that makes man to look the opposite of his prophecy. Until you deal with battle, your story continues. Matthew 19, verse 12. Thank you, precious Lord. For there are some in ox which were born so from their mother's womb. Some people's battle started from their mama belly. And there are some Enochs which were made Enochs by men. They were turned like that. Men turned their life around. Enion. Man like them turned their life around. They recreated them. Is there anybody here today that have been recreated by men? I am not just a man. I be a man of God. Let go of the portal of life. Oh yeah, recreate your life back in the name of Jesus. Please put it back there. And there are some men which have made themselves in us for the kingdom of God's sake. I love the last statement there. He that is able to receive. That is, if you don't get it, now Jesus took him. That was where they came from. There are men that were born inside battle. There are men, they weren't born inside battle. They walk inside the battle like this themselves. There are men, people, family, friends, they put battle upon their life. Get ready, I want to pray for you. No matter the level of your battle, the one you contacted from the womb, excuse me, forget about that bullshit that ain't, you have been going places. Now one day the battle enter your life. Whether you contacted it from the womb, whether you walk into it yourself, whether you make mistake and it was projected into your life, I call unto the name that is above every other name. Let your battle expire today in the name of Jesus. The people behind your battle, the spirits behind your battle, the friends behind your battle, the enemies behind your battle, then the people you have helped but they are behind your battle, I confront them with the mantle of God and I command them to back off and leave you alone in the name of Jesus. If I can hear a bigger amen, let your mantle expire by fire in the name of Jesus. Sit down, but don't go down in life. The mantle that ends your battle. Naim, I want to teach you now. Let me give you 5 implications of a battlefield life. What does battle do in the life of a person? Number one, battle nakeds a person. Battle bring nakedness. In your iba. Chibe mi mi o biko se wa Olorun to lagbara aye iba chibe mi mi o biko se wa oba to ja fun mi. Judges chapter 6 verse 6. Media, they so impoverished the Israel that these guys had to cry to God for help. Is there anybody today here that is ready to cry to God? This is my prayer for you. If you are one of them, the Lord will hear you. Battle makes a man to be naked spiritually and financially. Battle makes a man to be naked even maritally. The battle ogun o ti poju, when it's too much, the person becomes naked. The people that are not supposed to know your problem will know your problem. The people you are not supposed to talk to, you talk to them. Oguni. Judges chapter 6 verse 6 to 7 again. CV. The Midianites took almost everything that belonged to Israel. They took everything. They took everything. They took everything. Battles take everything for you. From even the one you are wearing, it takes it. And they cried. They begged the Lord for help. I am asking again, is there anybody here that is ready to cry to God today? The Lord will answer you by fire. I read for you NIV. Midian so impoverished the Israelites and cried to God. So the first thing, the implication of battle is that battle exposes you to nakedness. Stretch your hands to this altar. Let me pray for you. In any area you're already naked because of the battle in your life, I command the battle to turn against your enemies in the name of Jesus. I thought I'm praying for you. I said, I command the table to turn. Please don't be outside when you are here. Let the table turn against your enemy. Let the battle turn against them in the name of Jesus. Any battle that's naked you today, God is wearing you a new garment in the name of Jesus. The second implication of battle, please sit down. I give you only five. And we are out of here. The second implication of battle is that battle turns a living man into the opposite of his prophecy. He carried prophecy, but it can't come to pass. Why? Because the battle in his life has turned into opposite of what God said about him. Carry your Bible. Genesis chapter 40, verse 14. I receive it. Look at this man. This guy at the age of 13 had a revelation. This guy at the age of 13 saw that it's going to be great and they are going to bow down to him. Genesis 40, 14. But look at his life here. He's one begging. He said, but please, remember me. You're not reading. When you are doing well, and be loyal to me. Put me a good word. Put in a good word for me to Pharaoh. So set me free. Connect to this place. Let me pray for you. Any battle that has made your life to be in prison, when you were small, they called you the child of glory, glorious child, but now it is gory child. I command your prison to open, your battle end in the name of Jesus. It is not until the man of God mention your name, as I pray, God the answer. I see prison doors opening for you in the name of Jesus. Financial prison door, material prison door, spiritual prison door, opportunity prison door, open by fire in the name of Jesus. I command the battle behind your problem to let go in the name of Jesus. The battle that did not let prophecy to come to pass in your life, back off from him and high in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for now, shout seven amen and pack your blessing. Go. One. Two. Come on. Four. Five. Six. Sit down, but don't go down in your life. The implications of battle. Number three. Battle send men out of their place of inheritance. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Judges chapter 11, verse 2. Thank you, precious Lord. God is working here. And Gideon's wives bare him sons. And his wife's sons grew up. And they carried this guy, they trust me, they threw him out. And said unto him, thou shalt not inherit in our father's inheritance, our father's house. For thou art the sons of a strange woman. So, battle sent a man out of his place of inheritance. He began to eat and dine with nobody. Every wrong place, let me see your hands stretched to this altar, that your battle has trusted to, sent you to. I cry to the Father for you. the law from there will lift you up to greatness in the name of Jesus. See now, remember my people said, when the battle started, remember what happened to him now? The nurse was trying to carry him around. What happened? He fell down. He broke his leg from his own down. He's gone. And he was now living in Lodebar. Battle sent him there. Where has your battle sent you? There are places you live. I said, sir, it's where you're living. They know, Ogunja, boy, yo. I mean, there are steps where people really love you. There are places they will not come and look for you. Because your battle can infect them. Stretch your hand. The Lord that first Mephibosheth out of Lodebar, that fetched Israel, Joseph out of prison, that fetched Jephthah out of that place where they sent him to, is coming for you and bringing you out in the name of Jesus. The places battle has sent you to, I pray for you, the Holy Spirit will draw you back and make you celebrated in the name of Jesus. If you are the one, I pray for, shout to the amen and pack your own blessings.
Amen, amen, amen.
Sit down, but don't go down in life. The fourth implication of battle, I give you only five. Oh, that is going very short. The fourth implication of battle is that battle makes a man to become a stranger to breakthrough. When breakthrough comes to this person, and this person, when it comes to him, look at me, the breakthrough just like this, you go to another person. It makes him a stranger to breakthrough. Battle makes one to become a stranger to breakthrough. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Open your Bible. 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 7. And David said unto him, fear not, I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan, thy father's sake. Wait, who was supposed to be on that seat? Is it not him? Is it not the boy? But battle sent him somewhere else, and he became a stranger to breakthrough. What is your name? From today, you will no longer be a stranger to greatness.
Amen.
You are not ready here. I said, you will no longer be a stranger to breakthrough.
Amen.
You know what? There are sometimes what happens. You say, how did you get it? Say, it's God. From today, people will be asking you, how did you get it in the name of Jesus?
Amen.
You know, there are some things you get in this economy. Say, how did you do it? Oh, yeah, stretch around. Let me pray for you. The things in this economy that is difficult for others shall be easily gotten by you in the name of Jesus. If my prayer still makes sense to you, just shout to them and let me hear in the name of Jesus. Come on. Sit down, but don't go down. I continue. And I will restore thee all the land of Saul, thy father, and thou shalt eat bread. The God that remembered Mephibosheth will remember you in the name of Jesus. You think I will become friend with the rich? You will not see trouble until you solve your problem. One man was telling me, he used to drive one of the biggest senators in Nigeria. He said they will go everywhere after finishing working, they will now go and drink. We tell him, sir, give me money, let me buy something for my children. He said, don't worry. Drink. He said they will drink, they will do everything. You will not get, when you finish, you just say, take this 10,000, senator. I told him, I said, it is, senator is not stingy. He said it's not. He used to give babes another. He said, can somebody else? I said, I like you. A man, he will give the man 200,000. He will give them 2 million, but him 5,000. Oguni. 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 If you don't do something about it, and as you are aging, the battle age. Your Guni. Ask Pastor Tim, the age I left the house. Ask him, take time and interview him. I left the house. I was on the mountain. Today, people tell me that I don't look like any of my generation. It's not a joke. Go and find out. Move, step aside. Any one of them that follow me is good. You don't follow me?
Mm-hmm.
We prayed. When people were pausing and they were toasting babes, I was praying. When guys, I'm telling you, were lazy, I was praying. In fact, I told you don't do this. I prayed to the extent that when I'm praying and sleeping, I caught myself. The marks on my body, I caught them myself. When I sleep, like, yeah, but don't do it. You might not recover. Oh, but Lord, caught in vain. He's saying that everything is done. It's done. In as you cut it, you will say, "We." I said, "It's not. It has disappeared." Oguni, stretch your hand. Let me pray for you. And as battle they fight, you see the pulse inside battle. They burn you inside battle. You marry inside battle. You burn picking inside battle. Picking to continue inside battle. Can I pray that let an end come to your battle in the name of Jesus? I said, let an end come to your battle in the name of Jesus. If you are the one that I pray for, shout 7 and pack your blessings. 1, 2, come on. 3, 4, 5. Sit down. I was telling Edmund yesterday, I said, how old are you? I said, I was in GS2 when I started running for the family. GS2. Running for the whole family. I said, GS2. And nobody knows. By the time I finished secondary school, I was already in charge, but nobody knows. Stop folding your hands so that you will not fold up your life. So I hear you. Number 5, and that's the last one. I will be going home. The 5th implication of battle is a battle affects, attract negative people. Empty people, vain people into the life of a man. Battle attracts negative people, vain people. Permit me to tell you, empty and useless people into a man's life. Judges chapter 11 verse 3, CV. Jephthah, don't forget in verse 1, 2, they threw him out. Now, what's the effect of being thrown out? Went to the country of Tob, where he was joined to billionaires. When you are not reading the Bible, I'll read for you now. When he was joined, who will do anything? I pray prayer for my children, all of you. What I have suffered in life, may you and your children never suffer it. I was preaching in Germany and I told them I slept on top mainland bridge before. And a lady in the church said, "Sir, please don't say it again. You don't look like what you have gone through." Top mainland bridge. I have fallen from 3-story building before. I fell down in bulk. So people come to my office and they are saying they are about to. I'll be looking at them like this. I had PhD in suffering. We'll go and buy beans. You know beans? You'll be doing garlic like this. You'll make the garlic to be hot. Hot water to be hot. You'll not be doing garlic like this. You will not put it like this. You're doing like this. The system, so that you can what? When there's reason, you will not touch it. I shall do that, another water is on the. You put that one on top of it again. As it's rising, I'll go and buy beans. So I made friends with all the people that are selling beans. And when they are selling beans, I tell them, put water. Because that water is the soup of that curry. And when you are eating, your hand does not pick 3 beans. Eat beans and... So I prayed for my children. And I pray for you. Your children will not smell that battle in the name of Jesus. Battle makes the wrong people to come around your life. The first sign that God has started answering you is when great people started coming for you. Sit down very well. I feel like praying for you. May God turn you to a hot cake. You don't need my prayer here. Don't worry. May God turn you to a hot cake. May the people that have what you need come to you. May the people that need what you have locate you. If you are the only person I'm praying for, shout to the men and pack your blessings. Now, I don't look like what I've gone through. They say, your pastor is doing shakala. Who will do shakala? Something is going to fall upon your life today. You will look for your battle, you will not see them anymore. And let me tell you, I'm not quoting or tongue quoting for you. Let me give you the answer. Now let's go. The answer. The topic of this message is the mantle that ends your battle. And I told you the implication of battle can turn the eldest to the youngest. It can turn the wisest to the most foolish. It can turn the giver to a beggar. And battle is battle no matter how it comes to your life. But what ends battle is the mantle. And follow me as I explain to you. When mantle comes, when power comes, battle run. The reason why there's still battle in your life is because you have not received power. And that's what I'm going to help you to do. Battle, bow to mantle. Until mantle, power comes, battle continues, so it continues. It is the mantle that ends battle. That's why I signed for you. 2 Kings 13:14. The power. The Pentecost, the power is just the same today. No matter what you say, the power, the Pentecost, the power is just the same today. 2 Kings 13:14. What you need is what I want to show you now. Stop going about. My love, come on. You got to go mad. Father, let your power fall upon me. When the power comes, your chain will break. When power has not come, that is why the chain is a decoration to your life. When Elisha was visited in his last illness, the king that was having battle, Joash of Israel, invited him and wept over him. My father, he said, see chariots and charioteers of Israel. And he cried to his father-in-law. He said, this battle is too much. I need you. I need mantle. I need power. You read yourself verse 15. Go. Elisha told him, get a bow and some arrows. So when the power comes, instruction comes. Frustrations and confusion end when revelation comes. But you have to pray for it. The revelation that ends your confusion is coming upon your life. The revelation that ends your frustration is coming upon your life. Read verse 16. Everybody, verse 16. Go now, verse 16. Elisha told him, put your hand on the bow. And Elisha laid his own hands on the king's hand. I was telling somebody, I said, You are listening to internet. You are sizing pastor up. When the Bible says, believe the Lord your God and believe his prophet, you shall prosper. Let me tell you, the people talking bullshit on the internet, you are listening to, they have DBS. You are the foolish one. Listen to them. Continue to live with them. Listen to them. What do you have to say? I said they have what? They have DBS. Baba DBS. And when they are finished, they will come and talk to you, and you are their fans. You are listening to their bullshit. At my age, somebody will be telling me nonsense. That's why I tell you, have a personal encounter with God. When I finish preaching here, carry your Bible and check where did he lie, where did he manipulate us, and check and know God for yourself. This one will say, follow God like this. This one will say, follow God like this. This one will say, follow God like tolo tolo. That is what you are doing. Leave this church in the name of Jesus. Verse 16 again. What will end your battle is what? See, people will come for counseling and they will come like this. This is the office of the pastor. And when I want to pray for them, I say, Father, as they have come, visit them. Then, I've been to places before I preach, I didn't tell them anything. I've been to places before, as they hold microphone like this, everywhere full. Why? Because they were ready to receive. And let me tell you, you are the one that will carry your battle before anybody carry it. Before anybody help you, you have done what? 80% of your responsibility should be carried by you. God will help somebody today. Verse 16 again. Elisha told him, their DBA will tell them. When unbelievers have problems, they begin to go to their DBA. When you have problems, where do you go to? You go to them. And they add more for you. Every Tuesday I am here. I am here every Tuesday. Anywhere I'm in the world, they connect. Every Tuesday, no matter where I am, on Tuesday I'm not going to preach. I'm going to, and I will pray for them. Do you know why? Because I can't wait that each and every one of you will live a life, battle-free life in the name of Jesus. Verse 16 again, and he put his hand on his hand. Elisha told him, put your hand on the bow. See, the battle chariot, and from his house, he said, just prepare bow like this. And the man of God was on his sick bed, and that one prepared, and he said, and Elisha laid his own hand on the king's hand. Somebody say, mantle. Verse 17. Then he commanded, open the eastern window. And he opened it. And he said, shoot. And he shot an arrow. And Elisha proclaimed, this is the Lord's arrow. And the arrow of victory over Aram. For you will completely conquer. With arrow from the room. You give people instructions and say, that is that all. You still want me to carry your head? Reserve it. And when the head is paining you, yes. Oh, for the mogi. We don't do that here. Praise God. Let me see your hand as I pray for you. Stubborn battles of life, submit to mantle. Let every stubborn to your life submit to power now in the name of Jesus. Battles of life are not answerable to your size or height. They submit to mantle. I said, let the battle of your life submit to power in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear a powerful amen in the name of Jesus. Frustration, confusion become illusion where there is power. Because where there is power, there is revelation. Shall I still continue? You need to pray that God will fill you until you contain, until you are filled, I say until you contain, you cannot obtain in life. Then, Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, he said, I give unto you power to tread on serpent, on scorpions, all over the power of the enemy. Look at that, and nothing. So life battle bows and submits to the voice of mantle. You need to activate mantle for your battle to end. Somebody say, I hear you. Where mantle is speaking, battle silence. You cannot continue to go like this. You must pray for the filling of the power of God so that your chain can break. Life's battle submit to mantle. May your battle submit to power today. Yeah. This is only for three of you. This week, the mantle will speak for you. Yeah. Life battle does not submit to title. Does not submit to beauty. It submits to what? Mantle. Read for me Acts chapter 1 verse 8. What spirit is behind your battle? When the spirit of God comes, it bows to it. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you will receive. I'm not hearing you. But you will receive. I'm not hearing you. I want everybody to read it. You need to know this place often. And you will receive. When what? So until the Holy Ghost come, you don't receive any power. Lift up your voice. Father, fill me with your power. I thought I would hear you better than that. I'm not hearing you. Have you heard the wicked say that what people eat is men? They say you have to eat men to become man. Have you heard before? Whoever tries to eat you and your children will run mad. Mantle means power. You need a power of God. And fire in my heart. Fire in my heart. Oh, fire. The battle started because somebody took your name, sir. The battle started because somebody took your picture, sir. The battle started because somebody decided to fight you. Every time in the dream you are running. Thank God for my grandma. Good grandma. Very powerful. Every night she reads the Bible. She sits like this, or I sleep under her leg like this. Because I covet her spirit. Ah. No, that woman is too much. The first woman in the Apostolic Church that built a church. She built a church and gave it to Ben in the Apostolic Church. The place she built the church, no pastor can come there. She became a pastor there. So I was sleeping. And you know, Juju Calabar was pursuing me. And pursue me. And I was doing like this. And she was looking. She didn't want to wake me up. She was looking. And I shouted, Oh, Juju. And she laid her hands on me and said, go back. Pursue your pursuer. He said, finish the people pursuing you. And she said, go back. So I slept. And I saw the Juju pursue me. And I remember grandma said, So I turned to Juju. You the mat? Small boy. And I saw all that. Oh, did you say fear? The day you confront your battle, they go fear. So Juju now turn. I was the person pursuing Juju. I pursued Juju. I don't want to wake up. And God is my witness. That was the last time nobody pursued me till I'm standing like this. And if you think I'm lying, the hair space is free. The hair space is free. Name pastor, now same. No money pursue him. Let me pursue him. You pursue me, I pursue you. That was last. Until power comes, your enemy will continue to chance you. Until power comes, your enemy will continue to mock you. Don't you think you should cry to God? He said, I will give you power. You are praying for money. You are praying for everything. Have you taken time to say, Father, fill me with your power? We finished service, and my pastor said, Femi, you and all the guys, the youngest, go and pray for. So dickiness. We got there and they prepared food. I remember 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Semo. With ogbono soup. And they serve us. We have finished service. I and my choir, we don't eat Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So this opportunity for me to eat. We bless the food and the Lord opened my eyes. And I saw inside the food, scorpions doing like this. So I told all of them, don't eat. And one said, are you mad? You know this person that gave us food? The husband is elder, the wife is address, I'll be dickness. Did he hear? One did not hear. He added the semo. Our brother to his home. He started cheering semo. As he's cheering semo, we left. Sickness started. Omatiku. We ate in an elder's house. We went to pray. We entered into the house. We were coming. They have poured something on all our shoes. That elder that you know, I said, sir, don't wear the shoe. He said, Kini, blood.
Oh, God.
Timothy. Oh, my tiku. People eat people. Can I pray for you? Whoever try to eat you shall run mad. I told you about my experience before. It's a long story. Don't worry. Let's just continue. Now, when I say mantle, I'm not talking about this. Material is just nothing until power comes in it. So I'm not talking about material like this. So when power comes into this thing, it becomes mantle. When power comes upon your life, you become what? Mantle. So you understand now? So the mantle I'm talking about that ends your battle is what? Power. Somebody say power. Which means in Hebrew, dunamis. Can I beg you? Pray for power. No, they pray for money. when you have power, you stay alive and you will make money. If several times people try to chance me, and all I need to do is just to wait and have small chance to cry to God. Whatever is behind your battle, the Lord will subdue them. So mantle is a consequence of God's power. Don't face life problem with a mantle like a chief like this. They will use it to wipe you. But when you turn to mantle, or you carry mantle there to do the assignment, which must be instructed, it is better to be mantled than to be titled. My Igbo people, Igbo Kwenu, they respect titleships. But the power of darkness respect mantlement. Don't be titled. Be. Shall I still continue? If you are sleeping already, shout hallelujah. Battles of life, regardless of how we enter your life, from the womb, from anywhere, from mistakes of parents, from your mistake, they bow to mantle, not to title. You now start going from one place to the other. They are giving you shift and sit title. They are buffing your head with cockroach, buffing your hair with what gecko. That's why you're always shaking when you drink small drink, because they have used nonsense to wash your life. Today, your deliverance starts. Yeah. Acts chapter 8, verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 8, TV. It does not matter where you sit in church or the name of your church. Are you filled with power? We were doing service. Custom bus stop. And the Lord said to me, as I land on the altar, the Lord said he will attack us today, but he has fought for us. I was thinking it's going to be spiritual. I didn't know that they are going to come physically. Yes. I hope you know that if you win that battle, people will come to God. And if that battle win you, they will collect promotion there. They will not win you. So I finished preaching. Somebody was doing the announcement. Not dream, true life. Go and find a custom bus stop. Go to custom bus stop. Everybody custom 24 years ago. It's not, it was everywhere. I just had the church doing swoo. It's a new church. It's not up to 3 months. What happened? My pastor, I wasn't married then. My pastor was beside me, Udwag, and that day she wore a very big gown. Big this like this. I looked outside and I saw men in full regalia. The cultist. Or with their towel here. And 7 of them was coming into the church. And the whole church was running back. Excuse me, will I run with the church? I have 3 options. To run to the toilet, to join the church, to enter the skirt of good work. That's the third one. Or to face them. So I stood up and I switched to my father's side and I started speaking in tongues and meeting them. 1 against 7. And they were doing like this, not drama. God is my witness. You don't believe anything when you think it is Nollywood. When we were almost meeting like this, the 7 of them ran. Motto hit 2 of them. The next Sunday, the church grew. Why? Because power is on our side. Can I pray for you? Power is on your side. So you want to come to church, subdue me in front of... No. Acts 1:8 TV. But why are you not reading? But are you afraid? But we come upon you. And when it comes upon you, it will give you power. So somebody receive power in the name of Jesus. So look at me. Go for God. Go for power. Look at me.
No God, no power. Stop running around.
God is with you. He has not forsaken you. Children, listen to me. Anytime you want to sleep, pray and pray. Say, Holy Spirit, speak to me. I am teaching children because people will not do it. And that's what I tell my children every night. When you wake up in the morning, sweet Holy Spirit, good morning. How is heaven? How is everything? Because God will talk back to you. What you will do that will end your battle. Are you ready? It's only for 70 people. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Yes. Carry God. Yes, carry power. Yes, no God. Yes, no power. Yes, it doesn't matter whether you know politician. When you know God, Bible says, and Gentiles shall come to your light. And kings will come to your what? To your rising. Oh my God. And if you need another level of mantle, I will be there for you. If you need me, I am not the only mantle carrier in Nigeria or Africa. Look for people that carry mantle, not fake liars. Are you listening to me now? Because when mantle come upon your life, your chain will break. There are people you meet, sir. Your story changes. Your family change, your life change, your business change, your finance change. Connect to them. Connect to them. Sit down. I'm going to finish this now. Sit down. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. That is the last one. And we'll pray. Isaiah 10, 27.
Fall on me.
You know, no want.
Anointing.
Fine, but you know what?
Fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me.
Wait, I was in a house of I was sitting, you know, like there. I was sitting with our pastor like this in that altar, and I was talking to a girl, and the girl was confessing because the boy said he's not doing again. He said he went to Dibia and ran him mad. He said they put needle inside banana leaf. I said, if I go and remove it, he says, sir, what are you eating bad already? Because the boy said it's not getting high again. I didn't know I was going to meet my own way. When I almost finished the University of Lagos, I met one way again, living beside the house of Timothy. I was doing birthday. The girl said, what do you want? I said, I think we just need biscuit. She went to the other side of the street in front of us, cut leaf like this, turned leaf to biscuit in front of us. You will not believe it, no problem. Na Nollywood. Ah! Rita! He turned biscuit. You want to turn water to wine? And he said, that is how I'm going to make you rich if you marry me. And I ran to church to start to pray. He said, who be this babe? And I saw this place very beautiful with palming. They didn't still do palming. They used to do palming. I said, palm beautiful like this. So I told God, let me see. And the other side is like this. So when I got to my servitor, you know what? We can't continue. And she said to me, you are a joker. Your two eyes is going to go. Very power day. Power day. So I was coming from school. And the Lord said to me, don't go to your mother's shop because my mother fries akara and puff puff. That you are going to fall into that thing and your two eyes will go. So that's where my mother fries akara. And I stayed in two bus stops before the place I was praying. I'm not going. A few minutes later, a boy fell. You know, they used to do tire like this. And use the tire to turn the akara away because the time I must. The time failed. The time they plan for you will fail. So we got home at night. She saw me and said, your eyes see there? I said, you don't know anything. Kingdom come by power. By power. Kingdom come. Sit down very well. Let me pray for you.
Kingdom.
Anybody that wants to sacrifice you, God will sacrifice them for you. I met with the girls, so I met another one. Some of you cannot pray and will love my body. The one that will take care of you, you will not love. The one that will kill you is the one that you will love. I know of my girlfriend that I met before. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. Let's be going home. Not everybody in the church is normal. So people laugh in the church. The laughter is laughter, cordial laughter. With you marry her, she will bite you. Isaiah chapter 10, Mabinu. And it shall come to pass. Are you still laughing? Check it very well. Have you stopped laughing? And it shall come to pass that day. It is the day that your body shall be taken away from your shoulder and the yoke from your neck. And because, rise up on your feet, let us pray. When anointing no come, that day has not come. So the only prayer I want to pray today, that God should fill us with power. Somebody say power. I didn't say tower. I said power. But you see, if you are here today and you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, forget about power. Come unto me, the Bible says, all you that live on heavenly, and I'll give you rest. You want rest? So he was like, how am I going to receive Jesus? Bible says, with the mouth, confession, auto salvation. So if you are watching me online or you are there, you want to receive Jesus, all you need to say or do is to say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I'm sorry. I repent from my sins and wickedness. Save me, Lord. Wash me clean by your blood. I repent from my wickedness. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. I pray for you, if you said that prayer with me, either here or there, that mercy has found you today. The blood of Jesus is washing you today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you have done before, as you repent and confess, God has forgiven you. You will not go back to your vomit in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that your names are written in the book of life. And you will do well in life. You, myself, and everyone here will not die before our time. Jesus, mighty name we pray. When power comes, okay, I'm still coming. If you said that prayer with me and you're here, please come to this service, turn after service. If you are there, please go to a Bible believing church where they will be able to help you and send us a letter, send us a note so that we can know that you are saved. And heaven is rejoicing now. See, when power comes upon you, your little, your pinnacle, it turns to a very big thing. Your small effort like this become very best. I want to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, baptize me with your power. It's your life. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and pray. You are not praying very well. Say, endue me with your power. Somebody say, let your anointing rest upon my life. Anyone, pray, pray. Let your anointing rest upon my life. Pray, pray, pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Say, let your glory overshadow my life. Hey, are you praying here? I am tired of this battle. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, the power that ends nonsense. The power that ends, that finished nonsense, fall upon me. Unfortunately, if you are the one that's going to help your family and you're in trouble, you have to buckle up. I remember I was sick and they had to bring me back from the hospital because there's nothing they can do. And I quickly took my life into my hands because my father that should pray, he was already crying. And people come there and they were giving him money for my burial. Yes. Yes, it was definitely that I was gone. So I started praying. And I saw, you are not, I don't think you are alive for this. The people that tied me, I will not tell you from where they got them. I was a choir master. So my chorister will come there and they will be crying, because if their girl can be like this, the elders came and they were crying because I'm eternal in the church. Toss here the Lord. How did they tie this boy? So I said, God, how did they do this to me? And the Lord showed me. His own is too much. They fired me 7 arrows in the head. Not one. They gave me my size then. 9 arrows in the leg. I don't know how they shared the remaining one. That was where I couldn't walk. I couldn't do anything. I was just lying on my knees. So when I saw God, I said, what am I going to do? The Lord told me. I told you I went to heaven. I saw God. Yes. Yes. I saw His glory. I saw it. I saw Pastor Sako. I saw all Pastor Robin. All the pastors that went before. I saw them there. And they prayed for me. And I said, let me stay with you. They said, you are not saying you are going back. I came back. I was still sick. And an angel came and told me, send your brother to buy you one tape. You are the Lord that he led me. I can't forget. And that was it. Now, let me say that I didn't pray. And I said, my parents will pray for me. I will not die. Sometimes you have to pray for yourself. You have to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. The back, the mantle, the power, the end nonsense. Fall upon me. The power that will break my chain. The power that will end my problem. The power that will end my battle. Fall upon me. I thought you are going to pray. You are still posing in the church. Are you praying there? Are you praying? Are you praying there? The power that will end my battle. Pray, 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 pray. Everybody pray. Stop looking around. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Stretch your hand here, let me pray for you. Every battle of seeing good things but not achieving them is over in your life. Every battle in your family of be as I be is over in your life in the name of Jesus. Even at my level, I want my children not to be like me. And I told all of them, go out there and be better than me. You are not better than me. I will finish you. You have to be better than me. It's a must. You have to be better than me. You will be better than your father in the name of Jesus. That person there, the priest in charge of your case, as power has come upon your life now, that priest run mad in the name of Jesus. Anywhere your picture is, anywhere your wrapper has been taken to, anywhere your underwear has been taken to, anywhere your shoe has been taken to, anywhere the name of your children has been taken to, anywhere your picture has been taken to, the sand under your feet has been taken to, fire answer for you in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout at me and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your fire answer for me. Let your fire end my battle. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Let your fire. Fire. Fire answer for me. Fire end my battle. Fire end this battle. Fire answer for me. Fire, end this battle. Fire, end this battle. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Stretch your hand, I will still pray for you. Let the secret behind the battle of your life be exposed to you in the name of Jesus. I've been receiving revelation in my life. What I received in COVID changed my life forever. And I saw it clearly. Can I pray for you? From today, you will not be suffering for what you don't know in the name of Jesus. You didn't say amen. I said you will no longer suffer or pay for what you did not buy in the name of Jesus. Anointing of seeing good things and achieving them has come upon you now in the name of Jesus. Now the vain people in your life, God will send them away and bring kings to your life in the name of Jesus. The battle that is bringing tears to your eyes, man to stop them in the name of Jesus. Anything that is called chain in your life, chain of captivity, chain of oppression, financial chain, I don't know the name, chain of delay, chain of begging, let it break by mantle in the name of Jesus. Take note of this one, it will cost you 3 amen. Every oppressor of your enemy, of your destiny, go on exile. 3 amen in the name of Jesus. Now Matthew again, the battle from your mother's womb, end now in the name of Jesus. The battle from men, end now in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing you. The battle from your mother's womb, end now in the name of Jesus. The battle from men, end now. Fire now in the name of Jesus. The battle you walk yourself, you walk like that. Seem to. Oh yeah, end now in the name of Jesus. I decree this month a divine turnaround for you in the name of Jesus. A new day for you. A new season for you. A new breakthrough for you. A new testimony for you. A new door for you. A new breakthrough for you. If you are the one, shout a big amen. Let me hear you now. Anybody here that they have stolen your portion? Yeah, they stole it. They said, since you don't know how to use it, now I cry to heaven. Let every stolen portion be returned back in the name of Jesus. The battle from parents. Any curse from parents. Any curse from in-law. I be your spiritual parent. I be your spiritual papa. I reverse them in the name of Jesus. Now I want to bless you. From today, begin to do well by fire. From today, begin to make money by fire. From today, may you know your way by fire. From today, you will not be stranded in love. From today, you will rise and shine in life. From today, you will make it and succeed in the name of Jesus. From today, your enemy has failed over your matter in the name of Jesus. From today, money will come to you in the name of Jesus. From today, shame will be found from you in the name of Jesus. From today, fulfill destiny by fire in the name of Jesus. Carry your baby by fire. Carry your blessing by fire. Carry your money by fire. Carry your visa by fire. Carry abroad by fire. Do well by fire. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Whoever wants to start battling your life again, Sharon mad in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. Thank you, precious Lord. The power, the presence of God will never forsake you. Lift up your hands and worship Him.
Richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service. time, 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sowing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity. Power, pebbles, and to make pebbles.